Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
It is 9:08 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Now, every single Friday, we promise you one thing and one thing only. Okay, and that is to bring in lady or gentleman that influences society one way or another. Now, the gentleman that is in studio right now is someone that influences your favorite influencer.
Oh yeah.
The person that we have in studio right now, your favorite influencer would be lost without this person. Allow me to be a little dramatic and say, and dare I say, that the person who is in studio right now does not necessarily get his flowers. The people that he influences, they get their flowers, but today is the day that we will give this man his flowers. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're talking about none other than Aubrey the Stylist.
Aubrey. How are you?
I'm amazing, guys. I'm amazing. Thank you so
much.
You
look amazing.
I came ready. I was like, oh my God, what am I going to wear? My friend was like, they won't see you. But I'm like, but I need to feel a certain way.
Of course.
Right? Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
I look amazing.
Now, welcome to Fresh Breakfast. We're so happy to have you here.
Thank you with your
good vibes and everything else.
Real quick.
Yes.
No. We've got a stylist in the building, Moses.
Yeah.
No. We've got a stylist in the building.
Yeah.
Okay, Shaquan, turn the camera. Luckily, this thing is like it's like mobile or something. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, Aubrey, please tell me. What is wrong with my outfit today? Give it to me straight. I'm a straightforward guy. I'm a straight talker. Give it to me straight. What is wrong with my outfit for now, I believe?
I mean, what is not wrong with it?
Oh my God!
It's a good Friday outfit. You know, it's a good Friday outfit.
Okay, but it's, I mean, but you could have done better with it, right?
Matukuramba. We'll chase you out.
I mean, you could have done better.
I could have done better. Right,
listen, we are all about constructive criticism, ne? Where can we improve?
Yeah.
When you say we could have done a little bit better, where can we improve?
Guys, why are you putting me on the spot like that? Now I must roast you live.
Okay, so where can NSK improve on his look?
I mean, we can start with keeping the shoes white.
Yeah,
you know, when
like
the shoes are white, when it's white sneakers, guys, please, can they be white?
I say, why are you taking your shoes off?
Yeah!
Oh my God!
But furthermore, the look is quite well put together. So, guys, okay. He's wearing like a black sweater with like a pencil stripe checkered pants with white sneakers. I think that's quite a good touch, you know. Okay. I love that the pants also have some blue in it, you know.
Okay.
Maybe like some nice blue shades will really go out. Are you a shades person?
I am. I love shades. I've got my shades here.
But okay, he's got his shades here.
Okay, cool. Yes.
All right.
Okay, cool. I just got roasted. Live on radio.
It's you taking your shoes off for me.
Say. But when the shoes are white, guys, please keep them white.
All right. But how do we keep the shoes white, though?
You know, I heard that, what is this, baking powder? Baking powder, and you like mix it with dishwashing liquid.
Yeah.
Does the trick.
Is it?
Yeah, don't do Jik, because Jik will leave them yellow.
Also, that's the thing also that I've also noticed, just very random, it's just when it comes to bleach in general, it actually does not, a lot of the times, whiten our items. It actually makes them cream yellowish.
Yes. And I wonder why, because I'm like, the job of bleach is to make it whiter. Now you have to use like baking powder. It's most baking bicarbonate. What do you call it?
Yeah, bicarbonate soda.
Yes. That's one.
Okay. Well, Aubrey the Stylist, thank you so much for being here. Listen, you are Namibia's foremost stylist. You have dressed Namibians, the biggest personalities here. you have dressed the biggest African stars. And now with Skeleton Coast.
Yeah, what do you mean?
The world stars.
Eric Roberts.
Oh!
Right? Oh. Say it right!
Eric Roberts! Oh. Who can say that?
Wow. Yeah. Only Aubrey the Starless, man. Listen, let's start off with the formative years. Who is Aubrey, man? Like, we know that you're a Vindic boy. Mm-hmm. But who are you? Where did you school? Where did you finish, Buta? Like, who are you?
I mean, Aubrey is just, you know, your random guy from Windhoek.
Mm.
You know, I was born and raised in Windhoek.
Mm.
I went to primary school Van Rain.
Okay.
You were Van Rain?
I was at Van Rain.
Both my daughters are there. Yeah. Oh, wait.
I was at Van Rain.
Yeah.
Then high school, I went to Academia.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Is your daughter also at Academia?
Damien.
Okay. I see you. Yeah.
After high school, you know, I went to poly.
Yeah, yeah.
I did some IT there for a year. I was like, this is not for me.
The ghetto.
Then I did veterinary medicine at UNAM. Focus most heroes, most talking.
Yes.
Make the parents happy.
Make the Ngombos healthy.
And then I was like, I'm going, no, this is not.
Kapepo,
I'm very sorry. I don't belong on a farm.
Yeah, no. Too fabulous. Be chasing. No. So this was at New Dam, right?
Yeah, but I only did like 1 year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, and then from there, I just took a break, you know, just to find myself. You know, like, what do I really want to do? So I got a job at MyRepublic as a style guide.
MyRepublic?
Yeah.
Oh, Eli Angula.
Yes, Eli Angula's
wow.
shop.
Yes.
Yeah. At Grove Mall. And then I didn't know, I knew that I wanted something in fashion,
mm-hmm.
but not being a designer.
Mm.
And then, you know, when I heard that, you know, there's something that a stylist, you know, a style guide, I was like, what?
I'm intrigued, yeah.
This is it. From there, I just never looked back. You know, after that, I started aviation. Some people know, some people don't.
Some people don't. Yeah. So how long have we been in the space of aviation, though?
So aviation was on and off due to funds, but now the funds are back on, so I'm on full-time. So I'm on full-time styling, full-time student.
Student, yeah. All right.
Aubrey, you trend all the time, you know, and recently you trended for the piloting. And as my friend, and you know what, Neshekwana, I feel terrible. I'm a terrible friend.
How so?
Because, like we do business together, we've been on sets together.
Yes.
Right. And we speak from time to time.
Mm.
I had no idea that this bastard is a freaking pilot.
Exactly.
Really?
I had zero idea. And when I found out, I text him. I'm like, you are a pilot?
Yeah.
From
since when?
Oh my word. We have to talk about that. The pilot journey.
Yes.
The you know, when did it start? Like, how did you even sit there and think, okay, you know what? I'm going to go fly some planes.
I mean, you know,
from New Dam to IT, I'm going to go fly some planes.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, like, I'm a very academic person.
Mm.
You are.
Yeah. Huh. So I was just like, what can I study actually that I can actually enjoy? I mean, I enjoy traveling a lot as well.
Mm.
And I was like, how about if I do aviation? Then I can fly myself to Paris Fashion Week.
Most, yes. Ooh. Absolutely.
Okay. We see it.
And it's also very nice and flexible, you know. I can work and also still study at the same time.
Yeah.
Both full time. It's very flexible. It's not like I need to be at school
in class.
The whole day, you know. Yeah. I just have a flight in the morning, 7 o'clock till 9, and then the whole day I can style.
You can style. Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
That is amazing, man.
How many hours per week do you need to put in though?
I mean, really depends. Eh? When I'm working, like, I usually have like 3 flights a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so one flight is probably like, say about 2 hours,
mm-hmm.
1 yeah, hour. Yeah. And then when I'm working, like now this coming month, it's going to be a quite hectic month, so I won't be flying this whole month.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Quite sad, but the money needs to be made.
The
rent needs to be paid.
But how does it work right now? Like, okay, cool. Right now, you got your license? Or you are still building towards that?
Yes, I'm still building towards my PPL license.
It's called the
Private pilot license.
Private pilot license.
Yes.
Okay.
But I did recently go solo.
So okay.
Which means yes,
I have one bar now.
Yes,
one
yes.
Bar.
Yes.
I have
okay.
one bar.
Okay.
So
okay.
talk to me now.
Talk to me, please.
I have one bag and fly a plane alone.
So how long did it take for you to actually take that solo flight by yourself?
I started, like, in terms of the practical flying.
Yeah.
Beginning of the year? Yeah.
Mm. Wow. That fast?
Yeah, that's fast.
Damn.
Some people really take longer, but I think because also I know what I want. And I think driving also helps in terms of motor skills. So it was quite easier for me. Some people still suffer because they don't even know how to ride a bike. No driver car. Now you want to come.
So they go straight to the plane.
Hey, straight to the plane.
So big dream.
Dream big or go home.
Right? Yeah. And okay. I did see that. Sorry, partner.
No, please go ahead. Yeah.
Pertaining to you flying solo, tell us why that person was throwing water on you. Did you see that video?
No, I missed it.
There is, you know, he flew, right?
Yeah.
And then he comes and then he's being thrown water. I mean, I'm like, do you not see that he has a white shirt?
Maybe it's a tradition. Maybe it's a...
Tell us about it.
Heilige water.
Yeah, I believe it's a tradition. After everyone's first solo, they throw you like with the water. I think to kind of like cleanse you. Now you're welcome into the real aviation. Now you can fly on your own, you know. You're not a small kid anymore. Now you're with the big boys.
Yeah, with the big boys. Yes. With bars.
Now you have a bar.
How long will it take you to get to that to the private pilot license?
I'm planning on finishing this year, and then next year hopefully my commercial.
Like he's saying it so nonchalant. Just like, just like, you know, like, you know, I'm gonna finish it this year, most likely, you know.
Because the thing is, I'm not also like heavy full time because I need to work as well.
Okay.
You get what I mean?
Okay.
I need to style as well and also kind of balance it.
Let me ask you this, right? Okay, fine, skeleton coast happened, but in your opinion, who was the biggest celebrity? Who was the biggest celebrity that you dressed?
You know, like, is it including Skeleton Girls, right?
Because let's include Skeleton
Girls. Yes.
This is my latest. I mean, it was really such an honor having to work with Eric Roberts. For you guys who don't know Eric Roberts, it's Julia Roberts' older brother.
Mm-hmm.
He has been like in over 700 films.
Yes.
So yeah, he's like an freaking icon. Eric Roberts, icon, yeah. And I mean, this is a Tapelo from South Africa,
yes,
Cindy
yes.
from South Africa, all amazing people, you know. I thought, like, you know, like, celebrities are like snobs, but they're like, they're just like me and you, you know. They're just normal, so grounded,
just extremely talented.
Yeah, I was just like, wow, guys. Yeah.
Is it Cindy Mahlangu?
Yes, I think so.
She's a fine babe.
I think she was in Kings of Joburg as well.
Okay, yes. That shit, Kwan will know.
Yeah.
That is amazing, guy.
Tell us about the experience of building yourself to the point where you can actually work with these people. Because, you know, it looks great on social media when you guys are done with the final projects, whatever it is. But what actually went into you building your styling career from the dream that you're like, you know what, actually from MyRepublic, this is actually something that I want to do, to where you actually are right now, where you are on top of mind as the stylist in Namibia?
Thank you for that.
Yes, honey.
A compliment. Thank you. I mean, it's really just a lot of, you know, hard work and dedication. You know, like starting off, you know, there weren't any stylists in Namibia. So there was no like blueprint for me to kind of work on. So it was a lot of working, failing, learning from your mistakes. You get what I mean? Because there was no one for me to look at and ask for advice or like mentorship. So it was just a lot of hard work, failing, trying again, not stopping, going and going and going. And, you know, meeting a lot of new people. Because, I mean, with our jobs is you're good as your last job. You get what I mean? So work that job that you're doing like, this needs to be my best job. You get what I mean? This needs to be my best job of all the jobs. And just like that, you'll keep on pushing and pushing and pushing yourself, you know?
And you know what? I've worked with you, man. And I can tell you right now, you've never made me feel uncomfortable in any way. I'm a Damara typical man. Understand you? You have dressed me so well so many times, and I really appreciate it. You've got it, man.
Thank you.
Look, in terms of the industry itself, in terms of Namibia now, Aubrey,
mm-hmm.
Is there someone that you are looking at in terms of now the fashion, in terms of now the styling, especially styling, that you're seeing and you're saying, look, he is the Webster of our industry. He is the BK of our industry. He's the Gaza of our industry. And we may have taken a leaf or two from this person. Who is that person, even in the styling industry, for that matter?
I mean, like locally, there are a lot of stylists. I mean, there's, you know, Lokes, the vintage guru.
Ah, Lokes.
You know.
And he retired. We tried to get him in studio. He's just
So yeah. I did learn quite a lot from him as well. Okay. You know, him being, I think he was in the industry for quite way longer than
I. Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, I did take, you know, advice from him. I mean, my friend Jeffrey, the stylist, as well. You know,
Jeffrey.
I learn a lot from him every day. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. But you made Toho Yomos the stylist of the store.
Oh, shut now, Toho. Bangara, you're going to reveal now.
What? You know what he's saying? I shouldn't say that because his friend, Jeffrey's not, you know.
Okay. He's listening.
Oh, Marato.
Marato, we know Toho.
I mean, we know the truth.
We know the truth.
Yeah.
Hopefully, the stylist is in studio. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. We've got a bit of a surprise for you, by the way.
Okay? Ah, really?
I know you love surprises.
I love surprises. Yeah.
Do you?
I love surprises.
I know about this because we were on set once.
Yes.
And they surprised me.
Okay.
And I was so annoyed and like emotional at the same time.
You almost cried.
I did. I did. I just didn't show you guys. And we started talking and he revealed that he also loves surprises. But so we'll get into it in a bit. So we got you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Can't wait.
Out here at the airport, you'll notice. Hood for Day, your home on 91.3.
It is 9:27 on Mubi's Island Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Listen, every single Friday, we bring in gentlemen and lady and women and superstars and people who we gossip about, who do incredible things in their community one way or another. And such gentleman is Aubrey, the stylist. Aubrey, we did promise that we've got a surprise for you.
Yes, what is it?
Okay, you ready?
Yes, I am. Forever ready. Stay ready.
Being ready. Always ready. Wait, what?
Ah, what is this, guys?
Oh, he's giving you tissue paper. I want to see this one. Okay, so we've got the tissue paper in front of Aubrey.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So here goes... nothing.
Hi, Aubrey. Maria Nepembe Amunyela here. Aww. I just really want to thank you for the amazing contribution that you have made to the arts industry. You are such a hardworking individual, the best stylist I have ever worked with. And it actually amazes me how you can be so hardworking and party just as hard at the same time. So from me and probably the rest of the industry, thank you so much for everything that you have done for us, for all your hard work, for all your dedication, for your creativity. You will always be my stylist of choice. And I hope you continue to party just as hard as you work. We appreciate you, we love you, and we wish you all the best.
Oh, wow. Oh my God, guys.
Wow. How long have you worked with Maria?
Yeah, I've worked with Maria for quite a very long time, eh?
Yeah.
A long, long time, like probably like 10, 11 years.
Mm.
Yeah, she was, yeah, wow.
So you were literally there during your formative years.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much, Maria, and just like everyone else for really just, and also you guys for really just, you know, taking out this time and just giving flowers. Because there are times we work so, so hard. You know, and you'd feel like you don't get the recognition, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That, especially in Namibia.
Yeah, too. Especially in Namibia. That, yo, you guys, yo, I'm emotional. Thank you so much.
Aubrey, there's a reason why we are the best breakfast show in the country.
Because that wasn't it.
That's not it. Jeffrey?
Hi, everybody. Good morning.
Oh my God!
Hey, Fred, how are you doing?
Fred, is that why you didn't want to come with? Oh my God!
Good morning, Jeffrey. How are you doing today?
Oh, Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Lovely to have you.
Thank you for having me, guys. How are you guys doing?
Jeffrey is also top three stylers in 2024 for this country.
Absolutely.
Jeffrey, there's a reason why we have you on air. There's a reason why we're celebrating Aubrey, for that matter.
Yes.
We want you to take the floor.
Beautiful.
Please give this human being
his flowers.
His flowers in front of the whole country and the continent.
Well-deserved flowers.
You know what? I know Aubrey for a while now, like for years. Now we've come a long way with this, you know. And he was basically, he made me believe in this dream of playing Plugbook, basically. Because I never knew, like, a
Plugbook
session of, like, basically dressing people. I was playing that at home, and then when I got to see somebody that was doing it in the industry, you know, it just validated. So thank you for so much for that, and thank you, like, for being a believer in just what's out there, you know, avant-garde. Like, just I love your determination, and I love the fact that you're a jack of all trades. You know, you wear a lot of hats in different capacity. I love your genuineness of your love and your heart and your hard work. To me, you deserve this. It's about time, you know. Oh, and we just did Cannes. Now we're going to the Oscars. The sky is the limit. You know, I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait to share this beautiful journey that we have in just fashion and friendship. And I love you immensely, you know. You know that I don't need to actually, but I have to say it now in front of the world. So I love you, you know. I don't know. I'm just overwhelmed with just, like, gratitude and yeah, love, you know. And keep doing the work that you're doing, you know. We are watching, and I'm watching and learning. And, yeah, thank you for having me. I don't know what to say.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God. This, I understand now why he gave me the tissues. Let me a grown man cry.
Jeffrey, let me ask you something, actually.
You are that girl that you think you are. Don't let anybody say anything.
Jeffrey, let me ask you something, hey. What is that one thing that Aubrey does that annoys you? But it's the one thing that you love about him as well. Especially like when he's not even around, you're like, he would have done this. But he's so annoying.
He's a crapper to me. I don't know how should I say this. He will literally dig that thing. It will come out. It really will come out. So he like breaks you out of your shell, but also sometimes he's so like you feel so exposed in it, and you like you don't know. But then you know he means well. And like for example, yesterday, I don't know if I should share this with
you.
We want to know
what happened.
No, Fred, we're alive.
So I was like, we had a whole day planned, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna meet you at your house, be there and everything. So he wasn't. He started doing something else. He started having fun with something else. I'm like, yo, Fred, what the? You know, I'm just out here waiting for you. But I just realized I never take everything so seriously, especially when it comes to him, because I know he means well always. So I was just angry for a split second, and I'm like, oh, but that's doch my girl, you know. And yes, and even today I wanted to really be there with him, just in studio, and just give him support. And it's just that I have another production I'm working on, and I had to also prep for that, you know. But yo,
it's giving booked and busy. I love
booked
it.
And busy.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Oh wow!
Thank you so much, Jeffrey. We appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you, guys. This is so important, guys. Do more shows like this. You know, it brings creators on the forefront. You know, and it's important for visibility. You know, thank
Absolutely.
You so much.
Fantastic.
Yeah. All right, so cheers, Sir Jeffrey. Man, one of the best to have ever done it. Cheers. How do you feel, Buta?
Oh wow, guys. I really understand now when you said when you gave me the t-shirt.
Yeah,
you understand that.
Wow.
What does the support mean to you?
It's like, you know, coming from, you know, being Herero also, and being someone of color, you know, you're like, your parents don't see this as a job or as a career or, you know, as an option. You get what I mean? It's like, you get what I mean? Like, get a real job, you know? But and just to hear that support, that, you know, keep on doing what you're doing. You
know?
means so, so much. Thank you so, so much, guys.
Jeffrey, yeah. This is what, sorry, Aubrey, this is what we do.
Yeah, no, really.
Wow.
This is what we do. We identify, we appreciate, and we give those flowers where possible, Aubrey. And you, and obviously the general populace don't know this, but again, all the biggest superstars in this country, some of the biggest superstars on the continent, their looks, how they come across, how they carry themselves, you are behind it.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember when Shaquan introduced me to, what is this, the series that was on Netflix that Louis Munana was on?
Oh, yeah, Young, Famous, and African.
Young, Famous, and African. Yes. And when I was looking at the Nigerian dude.
Oh, Swanky.
Swanky. Swanky Jerry.
Oh, I love him.
Because I'm such a Namibian.
Yeah.
Because I'm such a patriot.
True.
I was arguing at the point that you should have been on the show.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. I was fighting people.
Wow.
In my private spaces saying, look, if Swanky's on the show, why the hell is Obinna on the show?
On the show, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Like, what are you talking about?
With time, guys, with time.
So I personally appreciate you. I appreciate the work that you do. I'm terrible at fashion, but you yesterday.
I'm sure you don't try to do. You're like, oh, are we gonna have Obi?
Exactly. Let me put my best
foot forward.
I was supposed to do better, honey.
She quite actually had a wardrobe malfunction this morning.
Yeah.
So we tried, damn it, we tried.
I tried.
So, yeah. So, what are your last words, Aubrey? Just going forward, your life, your career, and also just like your support system.
I mean, I guess really just like keep on doing what I'm doing because clearly that's working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just keep pushing, keep persisting, and just, you know, as Jeffrey said, the sky is the limit, you know. I enjoy being in the sky as well.
Right!
Yes, you get it! You make it!
Oh! Oh! Oh!
You're reaching for all of that.
What? Yeah,
reaching
man,
for
yeah.
all of
it
that.
It took me a second to get it.
Right? He's got a bar. Cannot forget so that forget at that. All. But honestly, Aubrey, way to go, man.
Yeah.
As a creative, you know, what we do in our spaces, man, we freelance then. People are like, oh, you're working all the time. Yeah, because we creatives can only freelance.
Yes, exactly.
To,
exactly,
you know, pay our bills and so forth. But just a huge congratulations to you for setting the bar.
Thank you.
For setting the bar in this space where I'm pretty sure there are people that really look up to you. I know that there are people that are looking up to you to say that if Aubrey did it, I can also, you know, did it. But you have honestly achieved a lot in your own career. Personal goals that you've had, career goals that you've had. You have affiliated yourself with brands that are so, so powerful, you know. And I'm pretty sure that you're in a season of answered prayers, even working with international acts and so forth or whatever. And like you said, with Young, Famous, and African, you know, with time. We want to see you on platforms like that, and we wish you nothing but the best.
Oh, wow. No, thank you so, so much, guys. This really means so much, you know, just receiving the flowers, you know, like there are people really out there, like, looking, you know, looking out for you and supporting you.
Absolutely.
And really of recent I've been meeting a lot of upcoming stylists.
You know
what I mean? I'm like, wow, guys, come on, let's do this. We need more people, you know, we need more creators, people like. And I really thank you so much for, like, the people see what I'm doing and they, you know, they can see themselves through me, like, you know, if Aubrey can do it, I can also do it.
Exactly.
I mean, you know what? You're like us human beings. You're your own limit, you know.
Exactly.
So don't limit
Ladies
yourself.
Don't limit yourself,
boys and girls, young and old, Namibia's finest, the gentleman that knows how to put things together. He's about to hit Hollywood, especially with Skeleton Coast.
Come on.
Dare you put respect on his name?
Come on.
Aubrey, the freaking stylist.
Yeah.
9:40, that's your time. Thank you so much. Let's leave it at that. When we get back, we are going to say bias, but in the meantime, we've got Zlatan Wizkid, we've got Summer Walker and Beyonce all lined up.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.